This episode is brought to you by Blue Apron. I love to cook. I can waste many hours scouring recipes for ideas and inspiration. But there are definitely days when I'm too busy and I don't have the brain power to get creative with dinner. That's where the flexibility and variety I can get with Blue Apron really helps me out. The meal menus are exciting, new, and easy. The ingredients are fresh, seasonal, and perfectly portioned. And it's all delivered free right to my door. The fact that they support sustainable practices, regenerative farming, and the reduction of food waste means a lot to me too. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/fireside, check out this week's menu, and get your first 3 meals for free. Go to blueapron.com/fireside, my friends. Blue Apron. A better way to cook. Have you been following the strange goings-on in Sunken Harbor these last couple of weeks? Well, then you're just in time to disappear around the bend again into the wintry world of our favorite enchanted little town. And now part 2 of Snowbound in Sunken Harbor. A Face in the Glass.
And now this word from one of our sponsors.
BlueApron.com presents Dinner with the Drowsers, America's most perpetually exhausted family. Here with me, I have the whole Drowser clan. Danny Drowser, the proud papa.
Hi.
And the lady of the house, Donna Drowser. Donna.
Sorry. Hi.
Their son, Dickie Drowser. And their pet cat, Schmeckles. Hi, Schmeckles.
Meow.
Now, initially, you all showed some resistance to using blueapron.com. Why was that?
Well, first, you'd have to walk all the way over from the easy chair to the computer desk and type stuff.
As opposed to traveling all the way to the supermarket?
He has a point there, Donna.
I'm so tired of your logic, Danny.
I'm too tired to argue, Donna.
Mom, Dad, whenever I hear you argue, I just want to curl up in a little ball and take a long nap.
Oh, that just breaks my... Can we join you, son?
Okay. Before everyone passes out, let's prepare this awesome Blue Apron dinner that we ordered online. It was super easy, and there were so many wonderful meal options. It also cost less than $10 per person, and we could choose the delivery options that worked best for us.
We chose the seared steaks and cheddar mashed potatoes with roasted Brussels sprouts and steak sauce.
An excellent choice. Blue Apron shipped everything we needed right to our doorstep for free. And look, all these fresh ingredients, locally sourced, perfectly portioned, came in refrigerated packaging and all ready to cook.
I get tired of just thinking of all that hard work Blue Apron has to do to make all of our meal dreams come true.
Well said, Dickie. And again, it's also super easy and convenient, and best of all, mighty delicious. Now, let's see how this dinner turned out by using this nifty flash-forward sound effect. And here we are. We've just devoured this delicious meal. Your thoughts, Drowser family?
You were right. It took the absolute minimal effort on our part to make this scrumptiousness. It took less than 40 minutes, and the recipe was easy to follow.
This is the first family meal in ages I haven't slept through. It was fun to make it together, too.
And you said this dinner was on the house?
Yes. And you get 2 more free because we went to blueapron.com/fireside, where Fireside Mystery Theater listeners get their first 3 Blue Apron meals free.
Wow, blueapron.com/fireside. Don't sleep on this offer, folks.
What do you think, Schmeckles? Schmeckles?
Poke him with this stick.
Okay.
He says he was dreaming little cat dreams of Blue Apron.
Oh. Well, we here at Fireside Mystery Theater want to encourage one and all to use blueapron.com for all your meal solutions. Fresh, sustainable ingredients, exciting new recipes every week, and it's stress-free. You'd be remiss not to take advantage of this special offer. Help keep our content free. Go to blueapron.com/fireside to get your first 3 meals free with free shipping. That's blueapron.com/fireside. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook.
So, the blizzard rages on in Sunken Harbor. Everyone has been advised to stay put, as more than 36 inches of snow has fallen. Bitter howling winds creating sub-zero temperatures have turned the town into an icy prison. When we last left you, poor Jerry Arden, the restorer of the historic Chappie House, was being terrorized by a mysterious caller. Mayor Belfair and Sissy were stuck in a train car between stations, and Sheldon and the sheriff have gone out into the storm to rescue Cobra Kleinman, whose plow has gone off the road.
Cobra, can you hear me? Come in, Cobra. Cobra. Cobra, come in. Please respond. Over. Cobra.
Maybe he's...
Sheldon, shh. Cobra. Over.
Cobra here. Over.
You all right, pal?
I'm all right. Where are you guys?
You said you're at the bottom of the hill off Pebble Path Road. Turning onto it now.
I can't get her out of here. Totally stuck.
Are your hazards on? Oh, never mind. I see you now. Over.
You think your 4x4 can pull me out?
I think she can handle it. I should be able to haul you out of there. I'm here with Sheldon in case we...
Aww.
What's the matter, Cobra?
Hey, I think I saw it again.
Tell me what you saw. Over.
Have you ever seen a bear in these parts?
Not ever. Why, you see a bear?
I couldn't make out what it was. It could have been a dog or a raccoon. It just streaked past me.
Stay cool, Cobra. We're coming to you. Over and out. What's that look on your face, Sheldon?
Let's move quickly.
God, it can't be a bear.
I'm quite certain it isn't.
Sheldon, please.
We've long agreed to disagree on topics such as this, Sheriff. This is his vehicle, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Christ, look at that. We're gonna have to pull him out by the rear. Oh. Okay, Sheldon, let's get out. I could use your help hooking up the 4x4 and to guide me as I tow Cobra's vehicle.
No problem.
Please stay put, Cobra. We're gonna pull you out of there.
Copy!
Holy God, is it cold!
Okay, Sheriff.
Here, keep feeding me this cable. Gonna hook her up to Cobra.
Got it. Watch your step there. Is this thing strong enough to pull him out?
We've gotta try, Sheldon. We only have two other plow vehicles out there. Hooking this thing on. Ah, damn it. It's cold. My fingers are freezing. Cobra! Hey, Cobra!
Yeah!
Cobra, when you see me get back in my vehicle, wait for the signals! Sheldon, help direct me and Cobra, and be on the ready to give him a push if needed!
All right!
All right, then!
Almost there! We need to hurry! Come on! And...
experiencing delays due to ice and snow on the rails. We have a crew on their way to clear the tracks. We'll try to get up and running as soon as we can. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, where is that good-for-nothing sheriff? How long has it been since I called him? An hour. We're only 20 minutes from Sunken Harbor by car.
I'm not sure. It's been a while, I think.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, dear. I didn't realize you were writing. What are you working on?
It's recipes I'm collecting for my blog.
Oh, really? Are you interested in the culinary arts?
Sort of. This is mostly research.
What are the recipes?
Fried shrimp and chicken with strawberries, mint chocolate ice cream, steak and pecan pie, grilled cheese, pan...
Pardon me, darling girl, but those dishes don't sound particularly groundbreaking. They sound rather boring, actually.
They're all the last meals that inmates on death row requested before being executed.
Aha! Uh-huh. Well, I'm starting to see how you and your uncle are related.
Sorry, Mom?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently experiencing delays due to ice.
Oh, great! There goes the power! Hello? Jeez, where's the conductor on this thing? Hello? Sissy, can you see anything over there?
No, nothing. It looks like the power's out all around us, too. Golly, I didn't know it could get so dark out here.
Oh, my phone has zero reception now. What about you?
Nope, doesn't look like it. Well, I can't see to write anymore, so I'm going to close my eyes for a bit, if that's okay.
Oh, I just got so sleepy.
Well, you go ahead. I wish I were tired. Oh, I hope we get power back soon.
It's getting cold, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone else was in the car with us.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, what a mess, huh? Where are you heading?
I'm from Sunken Harbor.
Is that so? What's your name, if I might ask? If the power comes back on, I know I can put a face to it.
Georgina Maxwell Chappie.
Chappie? As in the old Chappie house?
Indeed, one and the same. I married into the family, but I am very tied to the history.
What a coincidence. Well, you will be delighted to know that we're planning to declare the Chappie House an historic landmark, and hopefully a museum eventually. As mayor of Sunken Harbor, I think it's paramount to preserve the history of our little town in any way we can.
Indeed, I had heard of the plan. You're going to think what I'm about to say might be a joke, so I'll preface myself by telling you that I am completely sober and serious.
Yes?
I'd like to strongly suggest that you will use your power as mayor to reverse the landmark process. The Chappie House should be torn down as soon as possible.
What? Why would you want to do that? It's a lovely house, one of the oldest in New York State, let alone Long Island or Sunken Harbor. Your family was a pillar of the community. It was the Chappies who built our hospital in the 1920s. We owe them some historical reverence.
I was married to Reginald Chappie. He was the nephew of Dr. Ransom Chappie. You may recognize the name.
Yes, I know the name. Dr. Chappie was the last of the family to use the house as a residence.
Correct. And he had plans to have the house demolished.
But why? Oh, it's such a beautiful house. Its condition is quite impeccable for a house of its age.
You seem to know quite a bit about the Chappie House.
Well, I am quite intimate with the board of directors at the Sunken Harbor Historical Society, and interest in the Chappie House easily dominates all others. We have a terrific historian and antiques expert, Jerry Arden, who is overseeing the restoration at present.
You know about the house, but how much do you know about its inhabitants? Did you know, for instance, that Dr. Chappie was killed? That's why the house was never demolished. It happened before he could make the arrangements.
Killed? Well, this is the first I'm hearing of it. Records show that Dr. Chappie died at the age of 87 in an assisted living facility.
Yes, but he was stabbed to death. The murder to this day remains unsolved. But now I know quite well who it was. Or rather, what it was.
Well, I am sorry
to have... Please believe me when I tell you, the house should be destroyed. Evil things have happened there, and could still.
What sort of evil things?
Put it all together. The house has sat there on that lovely and valuable property now for how many generations, only to be completely neglected, or if I may use a more appropriate word, shunned. It's been some time since I've been back in Sunken Harbor. Once I left, I vowed to never set foot in that house, and I never have.
You have to understand, I can't take the word of a woman I don't know on all this. It's hearsay. The township wouldn't like it one bit. I also very heavily backed the landmark endeavor with the town council. Well, it would raise too many questions.
Then let it sit, if you have to. Let it go back to rotting away, alone and forgotten. But the best thing one could do is to destroy it altogether. It doesn't need or deserve your protection.
Some good work there, Sheriff.
Yeah, we did it. Come in, Cobra.
Copy!
Cobra, how you doing on gas? Over.
Enough to get back to base. Over.
Good. Over.
You can't admit it, can you?
Admit what?
You saw it too, did you not? I saw the fear in your eyes as it started to draw closer to me. Luckily, we pulled the car out in time. Rather not talk about it, I suppose. Suits me.
Just be quiet, Sheldon, please.
I know. It's a great convenience to treat me like the one who's off his head when you know as well as I do that...
You don't know anything.
Perhaps. Well, after that episode, I think I'm entitled to a little nip.
Put away the flask, Sheldon.
I think you're entitled to one as well, good sir. Here. Go on, have yourself another sip, Sheriff. It's cold out here. You know, I was quite shaken by the sight of it, too. But somehow I understood. It was there to watch and to remember. Messages from Sissy. Damn it! Where is she? This is unbearable.
Jerry. Jerry.
Why? How can I still hear you?
Yes, you're outside the house. But I'm inside your head, Jerry.
You can't be in my head. How is any of this happening?
You can waste precious time asking yourself that, or you could listen to a little reason and come back inside the house. Turn back. Just stop. Stop the running. There's nowhere you can run to in time.
Okay, Jerry. You're freezing to death.
Well, yes. It's very, very cold out there. And quite warm in here.
You can't go back in there. After what you saw, it tried to grab me, to take me.
All you're doing now is drawing various wild conclusions. That, and slowly freezing to death. Why won't you listen, Jerry? I can't promise you that everything will be rose petals and jasmine if you come back, but I can guarantee that your chances of survival out there are nil.
Someone will come. I know it.
There is that possibility. I grant you that. But you don't have much time out there. Your nice, warm, down jacket is in the house. So are your car keys. Even your cell phone.
Why? Why are you doing this to me? I don't want to die.
What am I doing to you? I only gave you a glimpse of a world beyond all the known ones. A vision even more vast and mysterious than the infinite itself. And this is the way you thank me?
I've never been so scared. Not alone all my life.
I wish you didn't feel that way. Because I don't think you understand. I can't do this without you.
I don't want to die.
Now, Jerry, listen to me. I can tell you from personal experience, death is not the end.
I don't want to die.
And the cliche, it must be said, is true. There truly are worse things than death. If you're going to trust me regarding anything, you can trust me in that. Come inside the house, Jerry.
No, I can't.
But you want to. You might even be able to keep your hands and feet attached to your body. If you come back to the house, now.
My hands, I can't feel my hands.
Here you go, sweetheart. You deserve it.
Thanks, Annie.
So, how long are we going to sit here and not talk about what just happened out there?
Just drink your drink and be quiet, Sheldon.
What? What happened out there?
Nothing. A bear. It must have been a bear.
A bear, Cobra?
I mean, why not? I've heard of crazier things. I mean, people keeping dangerous wild animals as pets, letting them roam around their property.
Entirely possible and somewhat plausible.
Bears? In Sunken Harbor?
Remember, there was that meatball idiot in Harlem, remember? The guy who had a friggin' tiger in his living room and a crocodile in his bathtub? You remember?
Yeah, I remember that story.
See, it could have been something like that.
Yeah, it's a very neat theory. Except I know what I saw. And I have very strong feelings that you saw it as well as I did, Cobra. Bears don't have faces like that, do they?
It's all right. Take a drink, Cobra.
You're right, Annie. Too much quiet brings no peace to this place.
It's as old as tomorrow.
Whoa!
Cobra! What's wrong?
Cobra?
Take it easy, honey.
I'm all right.
Do we need to get you a doc, Cobra?
The glass!
The glass that you just hurled at the floor? What about it?
I'm losing my mind!
Why did you throw the glass, babe?
I'm losing my mind! I know! We all are! We must be overstressed from the blizzard!
What happened just now, Cobra?
That guy! The guy who used to be all over the place! Simon!
Simon Perdido.
That guy!
What about him?
I saw him! Like it was his reflection looking back at me from my glass.
His spirit. Yeah. I see him too sometimes.
Simon Perdido vanished. Skip town. He was humiliated with the whole power plant scandal.
Don't ask me how I know, but he's quite dead.
This is ridiculous. Please, everybody, let's change the subject before we all lose it.
Is that all you saw in the glass, Cobra?
And it looked like he was standing in front of the old Chappie house with that thing.
Did you say the Chappie house? The Chappie house. We were quite close to the Chappie house when we found you stranded with the plow, isn't that right?
Yeah, it was, I guess.
Sissy said something to me when I last saw her about volunteering at the Chappie house with that bloke. What's his name? Jerry Arden, yes. Jerry, I think she quite fancies Jerry. Very sweet on him. I think there's a strong chance she's there.
Well, why don't you call over there?
Not a bad idea. I'll do that right now.
Sheriff Ulster here. Diana? No, just wait a second. Yes. Yes, I'm on my way. When did I leave? Look, Diana, please. Well, you need to be patient. You understand that hello? Well, she hung up on me. I guess I'd better get moving then. Hey, where did Sheldon go?
He went to make a phone call, he said.
Well, he's crazy if he... Hey, where's Cobra's plow? Ah, that son of a... Sheldon's run off with the plow. Cobra, you left the keys in the ignition.
Sheriff,
what the hell does he think he's doing?
Maybe he went to the Chappie house. He seems to think his niece is there.
I'm going after him.
He might not make it all the way there. There's not much left in the tank.
That's our program for this week. Mr. Sheldon was played by James Reeser. Sheriff Ulster was played by Eric Davy Gislason. Cobra Kleinman was played by Michael Pate. Simon Perdido was played by Alan LaForest. Jerry Arden was played by Bill Heidrich. Sissy was played by Mary Murphy. The parts of Annie and Georgina Chappie were played by Casey LaForest. And Mayor Diana Belfair was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, written by Irving Berlin, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Jason Yeager. Snowbound in Sunken Harbor was written by Sylban Sandovar and Rebecca Graves, and it was directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our sound effects engineer is Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard, our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali, and our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. For listeners in the New York City area, our next live taping for an all-new show we call Love After Death will be at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you join us. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Also, coming up on Thursday, March 9th at 7 p.m., fans of all ages are invited to attend An Evening with Fireside Mystery Theater. This show, featuring some of your favorite Fireside audio dramas, will be performed live at the 53rd Street branch of the New York Public Library in Manhattan. The event is free, and we'd love to see you there. Please help us out, dear listeners, by taking a quick moment to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. It means a lot to us to get your feedback, and we really appreciate it. Oh, and hey, FMT merchandise is now available. Go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and grab some swag to support the show. Next week, the fearsome finale to Snowbound and Sunken Harbor, The Winged Messenger. This is Ali Silva. I encourage you to take the time to help out your elderly neighbor with the lazy eye when he needs to salt the patio or shovel the driveway or mind the shadows.